Welcome back to our second segment of Meet the Community here this morning. We are speaking with entrepreneur, mom, and she's just really involved in the community, Gina Sachs, this morning from Wellsville. We were talking about Tiny Acts of Kindness, a business that you launched a couple of years back. I think this has taken you around to several different places. I was looking on your social media page a couple of weeks ago, and it looked like you were at a convention of entrepreneurs. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I kept seeing ads on my Instagram for a group called The Blocks, and it was created by Wes Bergman out of Kansas City. Most recognizable for his work on like MTV The Real World and the MTV Road Rules Challenges. And he's with all of his winnings, he's created this incubator for small businesses. So I applied to be a part of that, and then I got moved on to the next level and the next level. And I'm like, oh, I'm really going to go to Tulsa. Like, this is like, it starts out with about 50,000 businesses. And get singled down. There were like 94 other businesses there for a week in July. So I was there representing tinyacts.co, which was it was incredibly exciting. And it's formatted to be like a reality series without all the drama. So entrepreneurs can watch it and learn from it, and then compete and learn from it. And it was such an overwhelming but awesome experience. It's really hard to explain, but I'm season 17, and that'll be available to watch later in 2025.
No doubt. Yeah. Where's this going to be available on? Do we know?
It's on Facebook Watch, okay. And then they have an app called Beta Blocks that it can be, and then they're partnering. A few of the seasons have already made it to Prime TV.
Wow.
Yep.
We're definitely going to keep our eye out
on
that.
Yeah, definitely.
For sure.
Yes.
Talk about some of the other folks that you met there, and maybe some of the things that you learned from them.
Yeah. So it was a really awesome experience. 93 other businesses from coffee shops, coffee houses, apparel. There was a party planner for funerals who I absolutely love. She had the best energy ever. lots of skincare lines. And it was awesome because even though we were all coming from so many different backgrounds, we were all able to connect and teach each other other things, especially when you're working so hard in your own business. You can kind of get narrow vision, and then to get support and ideas from other people, like just the amount of ideas flowing that whole week were incredible.
I can only imagine. Yeah. Are you meeting folks like you, like moms in your position that have kids and they're dealing with family life and dealing with school and still able to run their businesses? And what do you learn from them, how to manage everything?
Yeah, definitely. There was so many. The youngest business guy there was 18, and he was there with his mom. He had an apparel business, which was really awesome. But the whole, to be a contestant, you can make anywhere from $0 to less than $1 million, which is a huge gap. But some people were in the pre-launch phase. Some people had been going at it for a while. And then a few of the people were set on track to make $1 million by the end of the year.
That's amazing.
Right. And so each day we had a 2-hour class. And then they shuttled us, or we ran off to our pods, and we were given 15 minutes to create a pitch, and then 3 minutes to stand up and give that pitch. So I feel like I had practiced teaching and subbing middle school and high school at R6, like talking to a crowd that can be a little rough every once in a while. But this was hard. Like, this got my heart pumping, and my you could hear it in my voice. But it was so much fun. And each day was just
a little
just
bit
learning.
Of your pitch. Can you do that this morning? I'll put you on the spot.
I was going to say, on that one, we were free to cuss, so I won't.
Oh, okay.
I won't do that here. But
I don't have my beat button.
Right. It was like one was just like radical niching and who your target market is, which I say that, you know, my name is Gina Sachs. I'm the creator of tinyacts.co, and I market to good moms who say bad words, or, you know, moms who might lose it some afternoons but still want to snuggle up with their kiddos and read a book about kindness at night. Like, so I really got to focus on who I'm for and what I'm doing. So
that's,
yeah,
very, very awesome. Well, speaking of books, you've written a children's book. I want to talk to you a little bit about that, and we will do that next as Meet the Community continues on AM 1340 KXEO.